This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, a couple things. So, first off, we had a call that just didn't have time to hang on the line in regards to jumping worms, right? So I want to discuss that. And the person who is on hold, I'll be with you in just a second. I just wanted to answer this one for you because it is becoming a question out there because they are starting to find their way into New England more and more, right? So it's called a jumping worm. Some will call it an Asian jumping worm. It's just bad news in general, right? This jumping worm, what it does is instead of doing what earthworms do, right? The earthworms create earthworm castings. What this jumping worm does is it takes the nutrients out of the soil and makes it so the nutrients that they get into their castings will not go back to the soil and kind of affects the soil that way. The jumping worms don't like heat. So they're not really going into your compost. They don't like a lot of sunlight, right, in general. It's almost kind of like the, the vampire of the the jumping worm. You know, hey, Halloween's tomorrow. Why not? Anyways, so unfortunately, there is not a lot that we can do when it comes to the jumping worm. There's no magic potion right now to take care of it. There's a few things that you can look at doing, right? First, don't use them for anything. Kill them, get rid of them, put them in a bag, just suffocate them, whichever, right? Look at cleaning out the soil, putting it into that soil that it was in, making it into, a warmer spot. You'll find that if it's composted in that area, it will warm up. It'll kill it. It won't live into it. The temperatures need to be above like 110, 115 degrees minimum of that compost for it to be warm enough that it won't survive. And take a look at where the soil is coming from, right? Sometimes it can come from potted landscape plants. But a lot of the companies in the area that have compost for sale, check in with them. Say, hey, how hot does your compost pile get when they've done it? I've had calls in regards to it. Our compost suppliers actually have temperatures well above 109 degrees, which was some of the people out there would, look at it to be a little bit warmer. But that's all going to depend on the location of it. But this is something you just need to remove. Don't leave it in the soil. The key to knowing the difference of this is the band that is on the jumping worm is like a bright white line, right? So it's not, I wouldn't say bright white because it's in the dirt, right? So it's going to be dirty, but it's got a white band. It's close to white if you were to pull it out compared to like a, you know, a Nightcrawler or one of those things, the regular earthworm in the soil. The other thing is when they're exposed to the sun, you know, you have earthworms that get exposed to the sun and they jump around a little bit. But these things, they get their name because when they're exposed to the sun like this, they are going nuts in the sun. They're just jumping all over the place, right? So hence the name jumping worm. So keep an eye out for it. At this point, there is not a lot that can be done, and I know they're working on something to take care of it. So definitely keep an eye out for it, but if you see them, get rid of them, right? They're not going to help you, and at this point, if they're there, we don't want them to overwinter, so remove them the best you can. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I know I do have another call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor's in Southern Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
We had called during the summer. I have a magnolia tree, and okay, it was just covered with white spots on the branches and a fungus. And so we did use the all-season oil.
Okay.
And sprayed with that. There were also a ton of bees on the in the tree. Anyway, now all the leaves are gone, but I can see there was still fungus on them. So now that the leaves have gone off the tree, could I spray it again, or is it too late?
Okay, so a couple things on it. Now that the leaves are gone, you know, have you removed the leaves from the area? The best thing to do, if you haven't, is to remove those leaves. Don't throw them in a compost pile. Don't do anything with them. Just kind of get rid of them, because sometimes the, you know, we don't want that fungus to overwinter into the soil, et cetera, right? So,
right.
So
yeah.
Get rid of those. Yeah. That's step one.
Okay.
The other thing is all seasons oil gets its name because of the fact that it can be sprayed at all seasons, right? That's the idea behind it. So it's definitely something that you can spray, right? And I'd do it later in the day, especially if the bees are still around, right?
Yeah, the bees are gone.
They're gone. Okay, good. Well, so I just, you just like to protect them when you're spraying, right? Just as a... You never know.
Okay.
So you can definitely spray it again to clean it, to just get another application to it. And then what I would look at doing is in the spring, possibly taking a, you know, spraying it again. One other thing I'd look at doing, because if it's a... being a fungus, you could actually use a systemic at this point, a systemic tree and shrub, okay? And that product you could get from Bonide, you could get it from Bayer. It's just called tree and shrub, right? And it's that you would pour into the soil, and the plant itself would absorb it. And then what it does is it translocates through the rest of the plant. And it can actually last in the soil, for up to a year of protection. It's not just, you know, there's insect to it. There's a number of things. So I would look at using a systemic like that, to help it, going forward. That product's
great.
Called Tree and Shrub. And at this point, you know, it takes, you know, depending upon how big the magnolia is, right, it can take up to a month for the plant to really absorb it all the way through. So that's why they say do it at this time, because say you were to do it in the spring, right, as the season starts, it can take up to 30 days to get throughout the plant, and then you don't hit the early part of the cycle of the insects, the fungus, etc. So that would be something I'd look at doing to help protect the plant going forward.
Okay.
And I'd still use that all-season spray as a, you know, foliar spray as a protectant.
All right. The tree and shrub will just, I will pour it into the bed around the tree.
Yeah, so you actually pour it right to the base, right at the at the root flare on those. And the way you measure is by the circumference, the diameter of the trunk, I believe it's diameter. I haven't done it in a while. I think it might be the circumference. It's usually the circumference, I apologize, of the tree. But take a look at it, and that will definitely help you. And like I said, it'll last a year versus just a simple spray.
Wonderful. Thank
Alrighty.
You, Patrick. Thank
All right,
you.
Eleanor. Have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're really just getting started. We're only an hour and 20 minutes in. So definitely got some time here to be... join us, asking us questions. We've had some pretty good ones here so far today. So I appreciate all the calls that have happened already. So, anyways, it's it's a bit cold out there this morning, so it doesn't feel like it's a day where we're gonna want to get outside. But it's gonna warm up, I swear. This week, 60 degrees is what it's looking like. So I definitely, gonna be unseasonably warm. I think that's the way to say it. We'll see. I'll be told, by an email later. But anyways, I digress. So gonna be a good day. I swear. Gonna be nice and warm. Get out there, plant those bulbs, cleanups. Do those things that you can. It's looking like all week is going to be nice. Maybe it's the last hurrah before the cold weather hits us. I don't know. But it's definitely a good time to get out there because I'm gonna try to get out there today. I didn't really get to get out there this week to do much. So I want to be able to spend some time out there, get some things finalized because it's that time of year. We got to get ready for winter. As they say, winter is coming, right? And we'll be thinking that way for a while. Again, get ready. If this is the last time you got to cut the lawn, make sure you clean up under the mower afterwards, right? Get it all cleaned up, taken care of, because it's you don't want that mower to just sit the rest of the season, the rest of that winter, just covered in guck and covered in grass, etc. We want to make sure that it is ready for next season. So definitely something to be taking a look at, getting ready for next year. You know, everything you do now is going to get you ready for next year, and it's only going to benefit you, right? You'll be ahead of next year. You know, I talk about it a lot, but one of the things you could be doing right now to get yourself ready for next year, get a soil sample done so it's ready for next year. You know, get the soil, pull the soil, send it away, get it done now so when spring hits, you know exactly what to do and get started on it. So that way you have a jump start, because in the spring, a lot of people are going to be thinking the same thing. All right, if I'm going to do a soil test, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to take care of this and do this, etc. Nope, do it now. Get it taken care of, right? Also at the end, clean up your tools, right? The shovels, the rakes, get everything cleaned. You know, if you would, my father usually had written an article around this time, and it might have already been sent out, but I doubt it. He would say exactly, you know, do this, do this. Use WD-40. I swear that was his duct tape. But the fact of the matter is, hey, it will clean up those things. It'll sit over the winter, so it's not going to rust, not going to do all those other things, but it'll clean it up, right? Get your pruners cleaned. Wash them off. You know, clean off the blade with any of the residual that, if you've used it a lot, kind of sits there sometimes, right? Those are the things you need to do now. So next season, when you jump in and get ready to go, you're not waiting. You're just hitting the ground running. Your plants will thank you. Your yard will thank you. And I'm sure your significant other will say, wow, you really get after it early. That's what we're looking to do. So anyways, those are some things to be thinking about right now as we're putting things away, getting ready for the next year, right? Do these things ahead of time for next year, right? Another thing we should be looking at doing is, as we're putting stuff out, using some of the products to help prevent the mice from coming in. Mouse magic, rat magic. Take a look at those. They're going to help you, I'm telling you. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. If you have some questions, give us a call. Be around for the next couple hours. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Elon Musk has taken ownership of Twitter with brutal efficiency, firing top executives immediately for providing little clarity over how he will achieve the lofty ambitions he has outlined for the influential social media platform. European Central Bank policymakers stood firmly behind plans to keep raising interest rates even at a cost to economic growth as data showed rising inflationary pressures. The Bank of Japan kept ultra-low interest rates and maintained its dovish guidance, cementing its status as an outlier among global central banks tightening monetary policy as recession fears dampen prospects for a solid recovery. And Russian President Vladimir Putin showed no regrets for the war against Ukraine, insisting it was going to plan and playing down any nuclear standoff with the West, while both sides prepared for what could be a key battle in Kherson. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's funny. My thermometer that's on the computer here has gone down 2 degrees since I started the show, right? I mean, it's supposed to warm up to 66 degrees, but it's gone down. It's just crazy. It's just kind of funny to see, because I'm so, you know, looking at the daytime temperatures and everything's supposed to warm up. It's just, it's kind of funny to look at, but I just, I swear, it's going to warm up. I hope. But anyways, let's pretend it really is. I swear it is. Think about going outside today. Think about getting some things done. I'm going to be getting out there to take care of some of the stumps that were ground a couple weeks ago here. Right? That's, you've heard me talk about that. Didn't get a chance to do much this week. I'll do it tomorrow. Fun-filled day yesterday with family. So today's the day for outside. So I'm going to spend it out there, cleaning up, getting ready. You know, I'm not going to put any loom down yet. I'm going to clean up the areas, let it kind of compact over the winter, let it sit, and then redo everything in the spring, right? Getting things to look, get it to a point where it looks presentable, but it's not all done. And that's fine with me. But if those are some of the things that you're doing right now, get ready for spring. Take care of it. And that's what we're doing here. Anyways, you know, might be a little bit too late to be putting some grass seed down, but you could still do it. Right? Adding something to the soil, over the grass seed to the point where, it's, adding like a straw or a salt marsh hay over the top or a seed, covering, right? That's just something you can do to add to it if you're looking to put the lawn in still. You know, and just keeping it warm, keeping those extra temperatures a couple degrees warmer. So, something to be thinking about. You know, I talked about fertilizing, putting the fertilizer down. Now, that winter fertilizer, you still have time to do it. So get out there, grab it if you don't have it. But there's plenty of time still. It's, we're still a couple months away from, Christmas, right? We've still got some time. So get out there, finish up some of the outdoor projects, right? So just something to be thinking about this time of year is just, watching out in the morning with the ground being a little bit colder. As you're stepping on it, you can almost feel that if it's frozen or not. Kind of maybe say, hey, all right, I'm going to wait a little bit. That's the type of thing if you're doing it real early. But I don't think we're at that point yet. The ground is still warm. It's not frozen. We're not there. But we're getting there. The freeze is happening overnight. Vehicles, you're waking up. You're saying, all right, I got to spend a couple minutes just cleaning off the vehicle or warming it up before I can actually go now. So keep everything in mind. The temperatures are changing, and it's really affecting the way our plants are looking at it right now. So just something to be thinking about. We talked earlier about bringing your plants indoors, right? If you haven't already, definitely get them inside. I would be looking at picking up some neem oil to be spraying your plants as you bring them inside, just to make sure they don't have any hitchhikers coming with them. You never know what's outside for there that could be on the plants. This way, you're not bringing them in and affecting any of the other plants they have inside. Right? Making sure that when you do bring them inside, you have to realize the temperatures outside have been so cool at night that your plants might dry out quicker. Right? They might dry out a little bit quicker. They might have some leaf drop because they're kind of going through a little bit. Your house is a different temperature than outside, and it's a different feel. I was talking earlier about it where, it's a dry heat indoors. It's not a regular outdoor heat where there is humidity. So creating some humidity in the area, misting your plants, creating a little humidity tray, right? Those are things that can add to it. But grouping your plants is a huge thing to do as well. Because the plants will then feed off of each other. Not physically, they're not going to take fertilizer from each other. They're not going to take those things from each other, right? Not going to fight over things. What it does is they all create their own little environment. It's like a rainforest, right? The rainforest is only happens when there's lots of the trees around and plants. It's not going to happen where there's just one tree here, one tree there. But it's a grouping. They feed off of each other. They create that humidity. They create that feeling. So it is something to be thinking about when you bring your plants inside. Can you put the plants that you have together? They're not going to physically feed off each other. They're not going to take nutrients from each other unless they're in the same plant pot, right? But they're going to help each other. They've created a buddy system with each other when it comes to these plants. They will create that humidity, and it won't be, you're not going to walk around and all of a sudden that area is going to be soaking wet. That's not the case. They're going to help each other. So think about it when you're bringing them in right now. Some of the plants can go, some of them we're just bringing in to keep them so they don't get that deep freeze. Keep them in the garage. Keep them in the basement. Keep them in a place where it's not going to really freeze during the winter, but it's not going to get too warm, right? So bringing them into a garage that's heated is a lot different than bringing them into a garage that's not heated. Just allowing the plants to go into their dormant state for the winter, that's something to be looking at. We talked about geraniums earlier. A lot of people bring geraniums in for the winter and just kind of leave them in the garage. Just let them sit, let them die back a bit, lose their leaves, do their thing, and then bring them back out in the spring. So that's something to be looking at doing, right? You know, some of the mums that you purchase now, they can be considered a biannual. You know, they call them hardy mums for a reason. But you're going to need to do some things. You're going to need to get them into the soil. You're going to need to cover them up. You're going to need to cut them back a bit so that they'll be ready for the next season. It's going to take some work, but that's what gardening's about. Taking some, you know, doing a little bit of extra work, doing some things to take care of it. So there are things like that you can do with the mums. You know, even some of the asters. Not all asters are considered perennial. You know, some of the asters that come out this time of year, some of them can be annual. But you can cut them back, do the same thing, put them in the ground. Try it out. What's the harm going to do of planting something right now, or if it's already planted, just cutting it back versus ripping it out? Right? It's not going to do anything different. You just, if it doesn't work out in the spring, you rip it out. What's the difference of doing it then and now? Not a lot. So try some of these things. You know, this is a time also where dahlias, some of those summer flowering bulbs, you know, maybe you've already pulled them out, brought them inside. Take them inside. Get them ready for winter. But with this sun that we're getting during the day and the warmth, we want to get a lot of that dirt off. So this is the time where if you pull them out, say you pull them out later today, throw them on the pavement, right, in your driveway. Let the sun beat down on it a little bit and dry out the soil that's around it. And it's an easier way for the soil to drop off versus you trying to, you know, roughhouse a little bit with those bulbs to get all the soil off. And then maybe you affect some of the root system that it's created. So by allowing nature to do its thing, by keeping them in the sun, letting them dry out a little bit easily, a little bit more, you could actually help your plant with long-term effects. So let's take a look at it. Let's take a look at doing some of those things today. Cutting back some perennials, right? Cutting back some of them so that, you know, at this point, a lot of them are showing they've been hit by the frosts, been hit by the cold. Cut them back. Put that energy back into the ground, into the root system, because they've already given up. They're not giving up. They've just said, all right, I'm good. I'll see you next year. And they're putting all the energy back into the root system. So those ones, we definitely want to cut back. So keep an eye on it. It's just something that this time of year is helpful to do, right? So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And this is the time of year where it's good to sign up for different newsletters, different information on some of the plants for next year. So you can get that information and be ready for it and just kind of learn as the winter goes on. Because we're not looking at beautiful flowers outside this time of year, but we can learn about them. So maybe we can plant them, right? One newsletter other than ours that I read is one called The Spruce. You've heard me talk about it. I recommend it. There's some others out there that I would say take a look at. And we can go over that as the show goes on. But it's the time of year where we are starting to think indoors and thinking about some other things here. So, you know, think about joining some different newsletters to get different information for next year. Plan ahead. And that's what we're looking to do. In about 20 minutes or so, I'm going to have Karen from Natural Alternative join us. Got some good information. As always, we'll even talk a little bit about some ice melt, because those are things we need to think about right now, because it is that time of year. Right, get your ice melt while you can. Have it shipped right to the door. Right, don't go have to go out and get it one less thing to worry about, and can take a look at it. But she'll be on about 8 o'clock here talking about that. We'll talk a little bit more about the fertilizer, the winter fertilizer that we should put down. But, you know, the first thing we're going to touch base on is the mosquito, flea, and tick spray and how we should still be spraying. Now, I talked about this last week. I'll talk about it this week. I'll talk about it next week. I'm going to continue to talk about it until the ground freezes. But ticks are still out there everywhere. They are still active. We just tend to forget about them once school starts and we say, we're good. We're done. Kids aren't going in the woods. Yeah, no, they still are. Ticks are still here. Anyways, give us a call with any questions. 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect launch started this weekend.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland.
Bob, long time no talk. How are you today?
Not too bad, young man. How you doing yourself?
All right.
Good.
How can we help
you? Listen, the nature of my call this morning is I have a half full, 6 to 8, maybe 10 algae plants that haven't got hit by a frost. Is it okay to pre-dig them if they don't get hit? I mean, they're supposed to turn black when the frost hits, and they haven't turned black yet.
You know, it's one of those things I would kind of wait. I really would, just because of the fact that you need the energy to be zapped out of the plant a little bit to go back in. Because what will happen is the plant needs to realize, okay, it's wintertime. It almost hasn't even gotten to that point for it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would let it get hit by the frost. I know it sounds a little crazy, but it's true. We need the plant to realize what time of year it is. And the other thing is if you cut it back, right, if you do cut it back, sometimes it could, with the energy still being there, it might try to pop more like,
yep, growth.
More
flowers, yep.
Right?
Yep, I know. I hear you. I've done that to a couple of them because we were thinking, oh, maybe it will, you know, shorten its life and it'll take less frost to kill it. Well, it didn't do it. I mean, it's still popping flowers, okay? So it's like, I mean, I'm not beefing about that. It's just that, you know, I have to get the yard done before I can get inside and start playing with my other hobby, you know, so.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's tough, right? Because you're like, all right, I just want to get this done. But at the same time, your plant is saying, I just need another minute, you know,
Yep. Just
give me a couple minutes.
Sure.
I definitely wait for it. I think it will definitely benefit you in the long run, so that the plant will go into its dormant state versus the non-dormant state.
I got you covered. Okay, well, I'll be patient. I have to be able to convince the other half to be patient.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a million. Have a great day. Stay safe.
You too, take Bob. Care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right. I got a couple minutes here before the break. I got an email. Someone was asking if you can talk about what we can do to our lawns now to help the road along the road where the plows dump the salt and snow. So a couple things you can be doing right now, or maybe in the next couple weeks before the ground freezes, use the product like Love Your Soil or the sulfur product from Natural Alternative. Putting that down now will help with the salt going through the soil a little bit quicker in the spring. The other thing you can do is right when the ground thaws in the spring, putting down the gypsum, right? So gypsum is a pelletized gypsum that can take some time to break down. But the fast-acting gypsum, you know, something that along the lines of sulfur by Natural Alternative, would be the one to put down in the spring. Right away, what it's going to do is it's going to help move that salt through and clean it up a little bit easier, right? Because that is a big thing that we don't think about until it's too late. So what I would do is say, hey, if you know you're going to need to do it, get it now, right? Get the product down now. The other thing is, in New England, in this area, you could probably put this product down a few times without an issue. And so putting it down now and then putting it down in the spring, you're also going to notice the trapped nutrients, all the other things that are stuck in the soil are going to start moving around and have a better spring for you. So putting it down now and then again first thing in the spring is only going to benefit you. So that product, again, is called Sulfur from Natural Alternative. Putting it down for that salt and snow that's going to hit us. The snow, I'm not afraid of. It's the salt. The snow is the poor man's fertilizer. You'll hear us talk about that all winter long. But the salt, that's where the damage happens. And then using the right ice melt product on your driveway is also something to think about. We'll discuss that on the other side of the break, so stay tuned for that. We're going to take a break here. When we get back in the 8 o'clock hour, Karen from A Natural Alternative will be joining us. So stay tuned. That is going to be some great information. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.